USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump became the first sitting president to address the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., appealing to the anti-abortion movement with a call to protect the sanctity of life while accusing Democrats of becoming more radical on the issue.
We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn, to fulfill their God-given potential. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
The president, who for years was pro-choice, has since embraced a pro-life position and made it clear that he plans to continue that agenda as he seeks re-election. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.7 rocked eastern Turkey, killing at least 14 people and causing a number of buildings to collapse. The quake injured more than 300 and left several trapped, according to Turkish officials. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is in Washington dealing with the impeachment trial. He was asked on CBS News if this was an advantage to Joe Biden and the other competitors.
So it is disappointing not to be in Iowa talking to the people there. Politically, in the last week or so of the campaign, yeah, I think it does. I mean, he and others, not just Biden, are able to go out, talk to people, and that's really important.
Sanders said he did not initially expect to be in Washington when they set up their schedule in Iowa, but he realizes this is his constitutional duty and is happy to do it. Two people were killed in a massive warehouse explosion in Houston. More than a dozen suffered minor injuries, including cuts and breathing issues. The explosion at the Watson Grinding and Manufacturing Company was felt across the city and caused significant damages to a number of nearby homes and businesses. Police Chief Art Acevedo said the victims were likely employees at the company and said it's very unlikely the blast was intentional. He did say, however, a criminal investigation is underway. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The National Retail Federation reports that Americans will be spending a record $17.2 billion, yes, that's with a B, on the Super Bowl this year. John Clemens reports.
As the 49ers prepare to face the Chiefs for the Super Bowl in Miami, the National Retail Federation reports the strongest sales figures of nearly 194 million adults spending an average $88.65. I spoke to Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation in Washington.
While most consumers are planning to buy some food and beverages, you know, whether they're planning to attend a Super Bowl party or throw one themselves, you know, drinks and entertainment are a big part of this event. But about 11% say they will buy team apparel or accessories, decorations, or, you know, a new furniture set to watch the game from.
I'm John Clemens.
Walmart says it's testing higher wages for new hourly positions at 500 of its U.S. stores. The nation's largest private employer, which operates about 4,700 Walmart stores in the U.S., says they're raising their starting hourly wages to $12 an hour. The move comes as Walmart is under pressure to improve customer service. This still lags behind other rivals like Target, as they've announced a plan to raise starting hourly wages to $15 an hour by the end of the year. Amazon led the pack, raising their minimum wage for hourly workers to $15 an hour in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.